welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Margaret Craig.
I'm General Kieran Shaw.
I'm Robert Leonard.
And I'm Phil Henry, and welcome to our program here Wednesday. So we're back. We're back in it, man. Back in the saddle again after we had our encore shows there a couple in a row. Now, a lot of people have been asking, are you healthy? People are thinking you've been sick or something. No, I'm not sick. No, not at all. I just... A lot of work, and I wasn't sleeping good. That was the thing that really threw me off, man. I had a bunch of stuff to do, and I wasn't sleeping all that well. And so I spent the better part of the last 3 or 4 days sleeping and eating like a pig.
So you're off your diet. Nice going. Hey.
Yeah. You owe me $5.
I don't know. You owe me $5. What are you guys, deading? Deading. Are you?
You're the one that's dead.
Are you guys betting that I'm going off my diet, is that it?
Well, I mean,
stands to reason, Phil. If you're not sleeping, you don't have energy. And if you don't have energy, you're going to want to eat. Yeah, that's true. And that's exactly what happened. But no, I don't know, man. Just had a lot to do and not enough time to sleep. But did go over and do the podcast with Phil Proctor. And that was a blast. Those guys are great guys. And like I said, that was a very, very pivotal group for me. Fireside Theater and, you know, Credibility Gap in my comedy school, if you will. Now, Ted Bell, my understanding is Ted's on the phone,
and he doesn't want to. This is not a commercial segment.
No, he doesn't want the Ted jingle. He has some concerns. He's been watching, as you have, Phil, this Angel game. The Angels are at home. Where is this anyway?
This is in. Where do they play their spring training? Are they still out in the desert? Anyway, they're playing the Cincinnati Reds. And it's on TV. So what is the...
Well, there was a banner that they saw, and I'm not exactly sure what it was, but there was a banner of some kind that gave him pause, and he wanted to know if you'd seen it, and...
Well, let's get Ted Bell up on a newsmaker line right now. So this is not a... Did you see that, bud?
Yeah, you dropped the remote.
I didn't drop it, man. You put it there. Ted?
Yeah, Phil, hi. I'm sorry, buddy. I wanted to say, that I certainly, I didn't want to jump into the middle of the program, but I said, this is not a commercial segment.
This isn't a commercial segment. This is something that you wanted to talk to Phil about.
Yeah, absolutely, because when I saw, I turned on the, as you mentioned, Phil, the LA Angel game. They're playing the Cincinnati Reds and Bo Peep. I don't know, what is it? Where do they play anyway?
That's what I don't know. I don't follow baseball that closely.
Well, I love baseball. I follow it very closely, but I think this is Bo Peep, not Bo Peep Stadium, but it's, I don't know where the hell it is.
Well, if you follow it closely, you don't know where the Angels are playing spring training?
I think it's in Phoenix, right?
I have no idea, man. They used to play in Palm Springs, that's all I know.
Anyway, they've got a banner out behind home plate that you can see from the center field camera, and it very clearly says Don Julio, for those that know. And I saw it. I looked at Marcy. I said, boy, there it is, the beginning of the end. And I said, I got to get on the phone with Phil. And she said, why? And I said, because if we're going to continue having a business association, I have to make sure that he's not making an ass out of himself or anything like that.
How am I making an ass out of myself? With Don Julio?
Yeah, you're a proponent of Don Julio.
That's the understanding, Phil. You're a big Don Julio fan.
Yeah, so what's the problem?
Well, the problem is, you want me to...
Go ahead, Margaret.
Phil, the problem is very simply this. You know, now they've got a banner at a baseball stadium, so this is not the high-end product that you endorsed originally and that had many of your, I would say many of your fans and followers saying, well, Phil Henry knows his stuff.
Yeah, a lot of people say, you know, Phil Henry knows what he's doing and everything like that. You know,
okay.
Yeah, I think what Bud's saying is basically this. I think you run the risk of looking a little like you don't know what the hell you're doing, you know, and so I hate to do this on your program, but I just saw it. Marcy said you better call.
You're watching the ball game with Marcy.
Yeah, and she said you better better late than never. Call him now, even if he's on the air. And
well, I don't know what it is you're afraid of. If you're asking me to stop drinking Don Julio,
I'm asking you to stop endorsing it.
Yeah, Phil, you're endorsing it. It makes you look like just another slob now, you see, because they got a banner. So, in other words, I'm just like some other guy that used to... These guys are talking about Jack Daniels.
There you go, right there. Oh, the guys are talking about, hey, Jack Daniels, yeah. You know, who cares? Now, there's Don Julio. They've lowered themselves to the level of a Jack Daniels or a Cuddy, I don't know.
Well, I don't think it's quite like that. I think it is still...
God damn, Margaret just went, well, hey! Did you hear that?
Yeah, are you all right, Margaret? You're okay.
What happened?
I don't know. Just suddenly you pierced through.
Yeah, it was very piercing. I think you're okay.
It was very piercing.
So I don't know. Maybe the way you worked the mic. Go ahead.
What I was going to say is the following thing. I think that Jack Daniels, I don't know what I'm trying to say, you know.
Jack Daniels is fine, and so is Cutty Sark, and so is Dewar's, smooth as silk. But Don Julio is a cut above. And I thought that was understood. I didn't think I wanted to come on your program, Phil, and advertise, for instance, my restaurant with a bunch of guys sitting around spilling their drinks on the table. So I don't know.
Are you guys telling me that I got to stop endorsing?
You don't have to do anything.
We're not telling you got to do anything, Phil, but if you're going to do something, you know, what a good thing to do would be to stop talking about Don Julio.
Yeah, the county got a banner out of the ballpark, and it looks...
Yeah, it just looks like, you know, kind of like you don't know what you're talking about anymore.
No, I see, but they're trying to tell you, Phil. I know what they're trying to tell me. That because I like a tequila that's now buying advertising in ballparks on the behind the backstop and on the outfield wall or whatever the hell it is, that suddenly it's just another tequila, huh?
Yeah, it's just another... You know, let me say, just another bottle of piss water.
Watch the language, if you don't mind.
All right, well, which...
And I don't think it is. I don't think any quality has been affected because they happen to be advertising. Look, I thought that Seagram's bought them.
Well, I don't know, but Don Julio was able to keep their brand looking, you know, uptown. And now, you know, like a guy riding the bus, hey, there's that stuff that Phil Henry drinks. Oh, yeah. Let's go buy it, and I'm very uncomfortable with it, Phil. If I'm going to advertise on your show, I need for you to now make a statement that, oh, by the way, folks, I don't drink Don Julio anymore because, you know what, I just don't, I don't like to go where I got to rub elbows with the...
Where I got to rub elbows with who? The great unwashed, and these guys are drinking Don Julio tequila. You know, I dare say the many years that we talked about Don Julio...
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, Phil, we're not asking you to give a speech about how great you are.
Yeah, what we're...
Wait, the many years I talked about Don Julio tequila, I am not saying that I'm the cause of their success, but I'm saying I'm part of, along with a great many other people, the success they had, and we gave them word of mouth.
Yeah, and by the way, they didn't pay for one dime of advertising, did they?
No, they did not.
Yeah, thank you, and I did. Oh... What about that?
That is a very good point Mr. Bell is making, you know.
Say that again. Because...
Yeah, it looks like the pot...
Is that pot not working?
What's wrong?
Nothing. We got a mic pot that's screwed up. Say it again, bud.
Say what?
What you just said, man.
I forget.
Well, look, Phil, here's the thing. That what Bud was going to say is that you are a guy that, yeah, you talked about Don Julio free of charge... But you charged me, and...
See, that... Ted's got a point there. Well, what about it, Ted? If I charged you...
What about it? What about it? Is that what you said?
Yeah, well, what about it, man? You know, there's a certain kind of a thing when you're on the show...
Well, no. You gave them free advertising, and now they got a billboard out there at the Angel Stadium. Everybody in the world drinks their piss water.
I'm going to hang up if I hear that again.
Go ahead. I don't care. I'm very hurt by the fact that you've plugged Don Julio tequila for years. You never took one time in it.
Hey, are you really bawling?
No, I'm not bawling. I am angry, and it's coming out like that. Excuse me. It's coming out like that. I'm my throat's getting dry.
Ted, you know, there's a certain kind of a banter that one does on a radio show when you find something you like and you talk about it, okay? If I'm not mistaken, I talked about your steakhouse long before I started charging you for advertising.
No, that's not true. No, it isn't true.
I think it is true. Well, it's part... You started talking about Ted Bell, and then he bought advertising about 6 months later. All right, 6 months later. The fact is, I was talking about it.
Yeah, big 6 months. I got a big 6 months of free mentions on your show, and then you stuck a gun in my ribs. That was it. Hey, Ted, you know, great steakhouse. Now here's a gun. Let me stick it right under your ribs, right up there.
Yeah, man. That's what I did.
Wow.
Phil, that, you know, that's when we really think you need to have some kind of electroshock.
Yeah, wow. I mean, Phil, you went like this. You know?
No, I don't know. And I'm just going to stick to the point. I'm not going to listen to your baiting me about my mental health. I need electroshock, huh?
She's close.
All right, here's what I'm going to say to you. I talked about your steakhouse. I used to go to your steakhouse for 6 months, and then you began advertising on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, because you stuck a gun.
I didn't put a gun under your ribs, man. You came to me and said you wanted to buy advertising.
I think that's exactly correct, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, okay, see, because he was, Dickman was there.
Well, what I was going to say is, you were talking, and then you went in, you said, hey, want to buy advertising? And Mr. Bell said, yeah, I was just about to talk to you about it.
What did he just say?
He said, yeah, and he's right. We went into the steakhouse to your place for a number, you know, a few months, and then I said, would you be interested in advertising? And your comment to me was, I was just about to call you about that.
Yeah, I was just about to call you about that because I knew you were going to, because you had mentioned it.
Because you knew I was?
No, because you just had then.
So, in other words, you weren't going to call him at all until Phil came in and said, hey, how about
advertising on my show? And then I said, I was just about to call you.
But you were not about to call me.
Yes, I was. As soon as I heard you say, how about advertising? Now I'm going to call, but wait a minute, Phil's still talking.
Ted, you're full of garbage, as you might say.
Okay, you know, you can insult me all you want, but the truth's the truth.
You're full of garbage. You were not intending on calling Phil until he said...
Exactly, until he said, why don't you advertise? And when he said, I said, well, you know, I was just about to call you, and I heard you say, why don't you advertise? And I was going to call, and they said, on my show...
Okay, never mind, man.
You know, Phil, it's funny. When you lose an argument, boy, you are really a bad sport.
All right, okay, fine. I lost the argument. The point is that I did, go into your steakhouse for 6 months and talked about it on the show.
Right, and guess how many years you've given Don Julio Tequila? Oh, I don't know, almost 20? God damn me.
Yeah, Mr. Ann, it's true.
Yeah. Well, Phil, you the first time you had Don Julio down in Mexico, it had to have been around the year 2000.
Yes, it was, Phil. You were coming back from Mexico with Maria, and you said, I found this great tequila, and you talked about the Sangrita.
I know where it was and when it was. And
yeah, on Mexicali Airlines, right?
No, it was not. It was on Mexican, whatever that airline was. The flight attendant turned me onto it. Then when we got to the hotel...
Yeah, then you stayed drunk for a week, if I remember.
Yeah, you said you got on Mexicana Airlines... And
I never said anything of the sort.
Yes, you did.
Got on Mexican Airlines and got at the hotel and stayed hammered on it for a solid week.
Bullshit. Oh, my God.
Well, now you know. See, now you know how desperate this guy is. That you would say something crude like that or the crudity, Phil. Oh, man.
All right, Ted. I don't know whether you guys are kidding or not, but what's the upshot of this?
I'm not kidding. I'm telling you that you... used the Don Julio brand for years as a very specific and high-end brand that you could say to your audience, hey, here's something if you want to be a Phil Henry listener and you want to, you know, operate in Phil Henry's world, here's a great tequila, Don Julio. Now, and by the way, when George Clooney's tequila came out, the Casamigo, what did you say about it? You said it was terrible! This is...
Ted, I'm going to hang up on you if I hear a scream again.
But you blew it! You blew it! You got George Clooney coming out and saying, hey, I got a new tequila, Mr. Henry. It's called Casamigo. And you lift your leg to it. You just sniffed the bottle, and then you turned, dropped your shorts, and made like... You didn't do that literally.
He didn't do that, did he?
No, not literally. But that is figuratively...
Yeah, that's figuratively... No, I did not.
Oh, did you not put it down?
I said it was fine. It was fine tequila. I said it wasn't as good as... The Blanco, you know what, man? What do you want to do? You want to get me into an argument or something?
Phil, what we're trying to do is give you some alternatives here. Don Julio is now advertising on billboards. You can't be promoting that product. Now, you do have the Clooney, and,
and what?
You can promote that, and you look like...
You know, you look like you're an original thinker.
Oh, sure, man. Nobody's talking about George Clooney's tequila at all. I don't drink George Clooney's tequila. I can start drinking if you want me to, and it's probably really good, but I doubt seriously I'll talk about it because it's already been talked to death.
You don't want to talk about George Clooney's tequila because you think it's too Hollywood. Isn't that right? What?
Oh, man, that is dishonest to you.
Come on, Mr. You don't want to talk about Dor... What's his name?
What's whose name?
George Clooney.
George Clooney?
Yeah. You don't want to talk about George Clooney's tequila... I forget. Because it's too Hollywood.
Yeah, well, maybe, but the point being...
There you go, right there.
Aha! You don't want to talk... You know that I have these people coming into my restaurant. Now...
Let me ask you a question. I don't mean to interrupt you, Ted, but...
God, spit that one out. Any day this week, Phil.
I don't mean to interrupt you, Ted, but what is this to you? What do you care whether I'm plugging Don Julio's tequila or not?
Because I can't be associated with a show... That's all of a sudden doesn't know which end, doesn't know what good tequila is. I can't be associated with a show that's figuratively sniffing its own armpits and walking around looking for cigarette butts. That's how you look when you plug a tequila that's got billboards behind home plate.
So I got to go with Ted on this one, son. I think what you do is you find another brand. What was the tequila that you found out about from the driver, the Australian driver in Aspen?
That was a long damn time ago.
What was the tequila, Phil?
Yeah, you remember that, Mr. Ramirez, like...
It was Tesoro, I think.
Right there, Tesoro. We carry that at the restaurant. It's fantastic.
Do you carry Don Julio?
Yeah.
Well, then why would you be putting it down?
I want to give it a brand... I want to make sure that it doesn't just turn into some cheap Dr. Pepper. Like, could I have a Don Julio? Because I heard about it, and then I saw a billboard. I don't know.
I tell you what I'll do for you, Ted. I will, I'll stop plugging openly Don Julio tequila. I'll still drink it.
That was a plug right there.
That was a brazen plug right there, Phil. You bet it was.
Well, then what's the point, Phil?
Yeah, but if you're going to drink it, that's the same as plugging it.
Not if I don't mention it.
Nah, that is a good point.
No, it's not a good... What do you mean, not if you don't mention it?
If I'm still drinking it and I'm not mentioning it...
But people know you drink it, because you just now said so.
What? Who? Why do you give a shit, man?
Because I don't. Boy, I gotta repeat myself.
He doesn't want to be associated, Phil, with your show if you're making like you're some guy who's buying it off the rack, you know, at the Gap or so, whatever stores. What are you?
Yeah, buying it right off the rack at Target.
You're buying it off the rack at Target.
And Ted doesn't want to be associated with a show like that.
Boy, Ted, you should have seen Philly's wagging his finger back and forth like...
No, I saw it. You know, I can't, Phil. I can't afford it. I need to have a guy who's... You know, remember when you used to buy your sports, what is it called?
Sports jackets?
Yeah, your sports jackets at Carrier, you know, and remember the time you spent $4,000 on that suit? Yeah.
Yeah, right, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, don't expect a guy to go broke or anything.
All I'm asking you to do is to simply make a very simple statement. Ladies and gentlemen, I no longer drink Don Julio tequila since I saw that billboard behind home plate at the Angel Minor League Park. Oh, God.
So what do you think, Phil? No, I'm not going to do that.
Well, how would you like me to pull my advertising?
If you feel you need to do that...
I'm not going to, but I'm just asking you, how would you feel if I did that?
I'd feel bad.
All right, well, now, okay, good.
Are you pulling your advertising?
No, I just wanted to know how you...
What a waste of time that was.
Well, look at Phil, he's making a very good point. You know he's going to call back.
Yeah. And you know he didn't hang up on you, Mr. Bell. He's going... Yeah, but he's just... He has to...
I'll talk to him, okay?
Right. I will, yeah. No, I wear the pumpkin hat about two... Give me the phone, will you?
And then you'd hang up on me.
I didn't hang up on you, just... I gotta get moving, okay?
All right, so... But, just keep that in mind. And again, we have a great many brands,
Do you have Casamigo at your place?
Of course.
All right, well, thanks, Ted, for telling me I shouldn't be endorsing Don Julio Tequila because I sound like some guy who doesn't, you know...
You're buying it off the racket.
Yeah, buying it off the racket Target. Thank you. Bye.
And another thing.
This is the world famous.
Well, you know, it's we're trying to save you from yourself, Phil.
Sure. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. The world famous Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by... This is the beautiful water of Laflaw. Laflaw water comes trickling down the mountain crevice right into your mouth. Laflaw water comes in our beautiful plastic clear bottles. You can see right through them. Ah, yes, it's water. Drink and be healthy, my friend. Laflaw. Yes, the waters of Laflaw. From the mountain springs to you, blessed by the gods. That's me doing an eagle impression because we don't have a sound effects library. Waters of Laflaw. And by Poutine Motors. Poutine Motors. Poutine Motors. Bring your car in, domestic or foreign. We'll give it the big once-over. Take one look at it and say, drive it off that cliff there. I'm Sal Poutine. I've been fixing cars for 51 years, so I have every right in the world to put down the garbage can that you bring into my place and you ask me to fix it after you've run it into the ground. Poutine Motors. The best mechanics money can buy. Poutine Motors. You can't afford them. Best mechanics you can't afford at 6th and Main in Brawley. World famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. And Dr. Jim Sadler. And I think it's well overdue the time that we bring on Dr. Jim Sadler because he has, Dr. Sadler is our medical expert. Gives us advice on medical topics. Now, I don't know if you heard me at the top of the show, Dr. Sadler. I haven't been sleeping well.
I did. I heard a lot of that.
Yeah, I'm not sleeping well. I'm not, and I'm eating too much. This whole thing with the diet, man, is driving me nuts.
diets drive people nuts. There's no question about it. And you have to understand that as you lose weight, the body is, you know, I've told you.
I know, it hangs on to calories.
Right, and then it thinks there's a famine going on. So you have to give yourself those blasts of calories that will help people to, you know, the blast of calories that will help the body is to help people. It'll help people understand you. Your friends will look at you like, you know, what happened to him? But if you eat a little bit, they go, you know, he's normal. But it also tells your body.
What are you talking about there?
Never mind. I didn't mean to get sidetracked. It tells your body that there's not a famine going on. Here's some food.
And that way it'll start to burn the calories again.
That way it'll start, yeah, right there. The man, you finally get it. I've been talking to Phil.
Well, it's not that I didn't get it.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been talking to Phil for years about the way to diet and how the body perceives the limiting of caloric intake, you know? You know what I mean, Phil?
Yes, I do, and I understood that.
You understood that? Then why is it when you have this blast of caloric intake, for instance, what you just had here the last few days, do you feel bad about it?
I feel bad about it because it feels very uncontrolled, man. Let me just say this, okay? Dr. Sadler, Phil was not sleeping, and then he needed food. And he thought there was something that he was damaging himself somehow.
No. If you're not sleeping and the body, because it's tired, perceives that it needs food, okay? Okay, Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
Okay, that's one problem. If you're on a diet and the body perceives that there's a famine going on, that's another thing. So you're telling me that the body perceived that there was a famine going on because you're on a diet, and the body also perceived that it needed fuel because it was run down. So you were demanding these two things of the body. Isn't that right?
I guess, yeah.
Well, I sure, if you don't know, I sure don't care.
That I can tell you, Dr. Sadler, that's it.
All right. So what you have to do is you have to, first of all, are you getting sleep?
No, that's what I'm telling you.
Well, I didn't know about that.
That's what he's been saying, hasn't gotten any sleep. And why is that, Phil?
Yeah, why is that?
Yeah, why is it, Mr. Ernie?
Let me guess. I haven't slept well my whole life.
Oh, you're the one, yeah, okay, so you're the guy, do you have that narcolepsy?
Right there, Henry's got narcolepsy, don't you, Phil? Well, I mean...
Let me ask, you lose muscular control when you laugh.
Sometimes if I laugh really hard.
Okay, right, that's a sign of narcolepsy.
Yeah, so you could fall asleep, Phil, right in the middle of like a bank robbery because you get too emotional.
That'll happen, yeah.
No, that's never happened to me.
Well, you know, I know you want it to seem like you're normal, but you're a little bit, you know, you got narcolepsy. You're a little bit of a freak, Phil.
Oh, I'm a freak because I have these strange little maladies going on.
Well, you're not sleeping. You had the narcolepsy.
Talk about that sleep paralysis, too. I got sleep paralysis.
Holy Christ, you are. So, did you tell me about this?
Well, first of all, can we watch the language here? I got...
No, but did you tell me this?
I think he did, Dr. Sadler, yes. Phil told you about the sleep paralysis. It was a couple of summers ago that he fell out of bed, remember?
Fell out of bed? What are you talking about?
Yeah, a couple summers ago, at the McGregor fight, you know? The Mayweather-McGregor fight.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
He fell out of bed. He'd been having something to drink, and he got sleep paralysis. Yeah, and I fell out of the bed, and I hit my head on the nightstand.
No, if you told me, I forgot.
Yeah, we did tell you, and it was a sample of it.
You told me, I remember, you told me when the paramedics got there, they said you had epilepsy.
Well, they didn't know what they were talking about, okay? That's what that one guy said, and I said, no, it's sleep paralysis.
Well, did he look at you? You're telling him, huh?
I know my own medical history, man. He doesn't. He was a paramedic with the ambulance company. Good guy. Didn't know what he was talking about, and I corrected him.
Well, you know, I'd like to see the readout on that, because you sure you don't have epilepsy?
Yes, I'm sure, man. I don't have epilepsy. What I have is that narcolepsy.
Yeah, see? See how it sounds like epilepsy?
Are we screwing around here, doctor?
I'm messing around. Okay, so here's what I want you to do, Phil. First of all, let's address the... fuck me. Here is the...
Well, why did you do that, Phil?
I don't...
Yeah, can't say that, Dr. Sadler. You can't say that. Yeah, I have the one... three-inch heels. Like a... Give me the phone, man, and knock it off, will you, bud?
All right, why did you...
Because I don't want that kind of language.
I'm sorry. right, so here's what I want to tell you, Phil. First of all, in order to sleep well, you have got to find a way to speed up those alpha waves. So a cup of coffee is not a bad thing. Okay, that's not a bad thing at all. You got to get to bed earlier, though. Earlier, though. You got to get to bed earlier, though, okay?
Yeah, well, easier said than done.
Well, you're going to... Don't give me that. You're going to have to do it.
Yeah, Phil, just do it. What do you mean easier said than done? Because I'm working late.
Well, start to work earlier. Oh, man. I got a guy over here.
All right, Dr. Sadler, you're talking to me.
Right, so that's the sleep situation. And also, no sugars. No, the caffeine I know you drink, right?
Well, you're the guy that told me, along with Dr. Emery, that the caffeine helps speed up those alpha waves.
Yes, a cup of coffee. You're having 2, 3, 4 cups every day. Are you having coffee before you go to bed?
You know,
Are you having coffee before you go to bed?
Yeah, the way you talk, sometimes throws me off.
Here's a guy that can't, oh, get a load of you. You're a guy that is, you got sleep paralysis, you fall asleep when you laugh, you hit your head on, you're giving me a hard time or something.
Well, Dr. Sadler, just said the way you talk.
The way I talk, and I got Henry here. Man.
I'm sorry, Doc. So, say that again, ask me the question again.
Ask you what?
You were asking me about the...
Here's what I'm asking you. Are you drinking coffee before you go to bed?
I don't believe that I am, although... You got brought a cup down now, and it's close to bedtime. I don't have it here.
Have you got a cup of coffee there?
We don't see it, Doctor.
No coffee before bed. I understand about speeding the alpha waves. No coffee before bed, okay? You understand?
Yes, sir.
Secondly, when it comes to alcohol, how much do you drink?
I'm not drinking that much these days.
You're not drinking voluntarily?
Yeah, I've cut way back because it messes up. That messes my sleep up, and I also, the next day is, like, bad. You know, the hangovers I can't take.
God damn, you are messed up, aren't you? All right, look.
Look, Dr. Sadler, this is not some competition about who's messed up and who isn't.
Well, you guys are giving me a hard time about, you know, how I don't talk good. So I'm just pointing out the fact that, you know, this guy Henry... You know, you.
All right, Dr. Sadler, we it's duly noted that we've given you a hard time about the way you talk. Now, we're talking about Phil Henry now.
Yes. And we want to find out what he can do to sleep better, to lose the weight, and so forth.
All right, Phil, here's what you do. 2,000 calories a day.
Right, that's what I'm trying to observe.
All right, but water. You drink water?
I do.
Yeah, I just heard the hesitation.
He just bought a 12-pack tonight, Dr. Sadler, but he didn't have one before that.
When's the last time he had water in the house?
Probably earlier in the week. Last week he bought some.
You gotta have water. If you don't have water, Phil, you're never gonna lose the weight. You gotta flush all of that fat out of your system, okay? Okay?
Yes.
All right. Number two. No sugar. No caffeine after 6 o'clock at night, and you're not drinking, keep it that way. Because I'm telling you right now, the drinking not only messes up your sleep, it also puts the calories on, okay?
That's number three.
Number three. Well, that was number three.
This is number three coming up.
Number three. Okay, I mentioned the sleep, and I mentioned the calories, and I mentioned the other thing you got to do, Phil, is... exercise. You must exercise cardiovascular at least 30 minutes a day. Okay? And
what, like walking?
Yeah, you can walk. You know, I recommend, even to my seniors, don't do that walk stuff. You look like a real chump. You look like cheap chump change out there walking. I want to see my seniors doing a little bit of jogging, maybe even doing some sprinting.
Oh, you're kidding.
Why would I be kidding?
What do you mean sprinting? These are elderly people.
We're not talking about elderly so that their bones are going to break. When you go out and exercise, Phil, what do? Do you walk?
Yeah.
Well, stop it. I want you to do a little bit of trotting, a little bit of jogging, okay? And act like you're a man. You know, don't do that whole...
All right, I get it.
Because when you... Just don't walk, all right? I don't want anybody knowing that Dr. Jim Sadler talked to that guy, gave him medical advice and health advice, and there he is just... I'm walking. I don't know. It bothers the hell out of me.
Why does it bother you? I mean, that's healthy.
It just bothers me. So you exercise. You limit the sugar and the caffeine. You make sure you get to bed early, okay? And you knock the booze off, Phil, but you say you're not drinking.
I'm not drinking. I mean, the last drink I had was a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Ah, well, that's still kind of, you know, does it? Now, let me ask you something. When you don't drink, does it bother you? Do you have the sweats or the shakes?
No, I do not.
Okay, so you're not hallucinating?
I don't have DTs, no.
All right. So you don't consider yourself an alcoholic?
No, I do not, and I wish we'd stop talking about that.
Well, Phil, he's just trying to be thorough.
That's exactly right, Phil.
No, you're not an alcoholic, Mr. Ernie.
No, I am not.
All right, I'm just asking. So you don't shake?
No, I don't. Okay, so we're done with that question. Next.
Are you on any... Now, hold on. Are you... You don't have to answer this question. I want you to answer it for yourself, Phil. Don't answer it on the air, but think about what I'm about to ask you. Are you a drug addict? Do you score and do drugs in rooms, empty buildings, you know, that kind of thing? Are you smoking something other than marijuana? Are you smoking anything that's liquid? Are you do you have scabs and any kind of visible signs of needle use on the arms or in between the fingers or the toes? Are you, you know what I'm saying, do you pick pockets? Are you a thief? Are you just a cheap thief? Do you do that? Don't answer. Just,
no, but I'm supposed to answer within myself, right?
Yeah, it's just rhetorical. Are you a cheap, dirty, penny-ante thief? Have you murdered people? Do you beat people up? Do you assault women? Okay, any of that, Phil? Don't answer. Don't just...
I got it. By the way, the answer...
I don't want to know.
The answer to all those questions...
I don't want to know. If you answer... If you tell me what the answer is here, then... I'm going to have to, you know, then it's going to start all over again. I got to, because I think it's bad luck.
Oh, will you get off it, Sadler? You know full well Henry hasn't done any of that stuff.
Oh, man.
Dad, you just blew it, because he had momentum going.
I had momentum, okay?
What momentum did you have?
I was trying to create a sort of, if you will, an energy in the room, so that with the honesty that you were devoting to yourself... that you would then begin to sort of be honest with me, because I don't know how much of this stuff you're telling me is horseshit.
No. There you go again. All right, so...
You see, right there, the way you talked, it sounded like you... I don't know. It sounds to me like... If you ask me, it sounds to me like you're sniffing energy and spot remover or something.
All right, Dr. Sadler, thank you very much. I had some health questions, and you've gone above and beyond the call of duty.
All right, well, just, you know, that's my job. Don't wear it out. I'm Dr. Jim Sadler.
Dr. Jim Sadler on the world-famous Phil Henry Show giving us... Jesus, what a load.
Well, look, Phil, you know, you're asking that guy...
I'm asking him questions about weight loss and about sleep. And I got him asking me all this crap about, do I mug people?
Well, it is a good question, Phil.
Yeah, Mr. Dean, you want to know the answers.
I know the answers to those questions, and so do you guys. It's got nothing to do with what's going on with me. I'm going to sleep, and I'm going to get this weight off, and I don't give a damn... Dr. Sadler notwithstanding.
So we brought the guy on for medical advice, and you're trying to tell me that I don't know what you're going to have to do.
You're telling me we brought him on for medical advice, and you're saying that you'll have to take it and throw it in a garbage pit.
Yes, it's nothing more than garbage pit advice, because he could probably kill you with that stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Does it for this show, Jesus.
World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
Yeah, 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 baby. All right, don't forget, tomorrow is a Friday, and tomorrow we'll have our chat. We got other things to talk to you about. Oh, I got a really cool thing that we're going to be doing. We are going to be asking you, and I might as well ask you this right now, write down for me your favorite three bits from this past month of February, okay? Write down your favorite three bits from this past month of February and send those on to us, okay? Well, you can send them on to me either over Facebook Messenger, or you can just send them to us at phil@philhenryshow.com. Or, even better... Just write down your favorite three bits from the show this past month and post it over there on the BSP page or at the Phil Henry fans page. So that would be facebook.com/PhilHenryFans or Melissa's BSP page, okay? Do that. That's even better.
Because, you know, if you email them to Phil, he'll lose it.
So your favorite three bits from the show from this past month. And we will we'll put together a little bit of a presentation for you guys. Okay, so just post them to us over there at the Facebook fan page or the BSP page. The world famous Phil Henry Show thanks you.